The Tunny stuck his nose out of the water, and Pinocchio knelt on the sand and kissed him most affectionately on his cheek. At this warm greeting, the poor Tunny, who was not used to such tenderness, wept like a child. He felt so embarrassed and ashamed that he turned quickly, plunged into the sea, and disappeared. In the meantime, day had dawned. Pinocchio offered his arm to Geppetto, who was so weak he could hardly stand, and said to him, "Lean on my arm, dear father, and let us go. We will walk very, very slowly, and if we feel tired, we can rest by the wayside."
"And where are we going?" asked Geppetto.
"To look for a house or a hut, well, they will be kind enough to give us a bite of bread and a bit of straw to sleep on."
They had not taken 100 steps when they saw 2 rough-looking individuals sitting on a stone begging for alms. It was the fox and the cat, but one could hardly recognize them, they looked so miserable. The cat, after pretending to be blind for so many years, had really lost the sight of both eyes. And the fox, old, thin, and almost hairless, had even lost his tail.